Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ms. Evelyn Rose. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, Ms. Evelyn Rose, please.
Who is this?
Yeah, my name is Joe, and I'm calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey. Ms. Rose.
You have the wrong number.
No, Ms., I'm not selling anything at all. I'm not selling anything. Can you allow me 1 minute what this is about? Hello? Come on, don't laugh at me.
I'm laughing because I used to have a job like this.
Okay.
You say you're not trying to sell nothing, I know how to do.
I'm not. What do you know what I am doing? Okay. I am conducting
a survey uh-huh.
about issues facing your community and the nation, and basically about women's rights and how the women nowadays in the United States. So you think you could help us out, Miss? Just a couple minutes. All I'm asking, okay? A couple minutes.
Okay. Tell me how long it is for real.
I'm gonna read it real quick. Okay? I'm gonna read it real quick, okay? Just the first
okay.
question is, what is the year of your birth? What is the year of your birth?
1993.
Okay. Second question is, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race?
African American.
Okay, moving forward, so I can get you back to your day. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, the future of the country? Do you feel negative or positive?
Negative.
What about the future of the planet?
You said negative.
What about your own future?
Positive.
Okay, I hope so. Okay, now how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to the community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make a change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter most to the community.
5.
Okay. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I'm going to name a couple. Please pick 3. Student loans, crime, climate change, education, abortion access, racism and discrimination, national security, immigration, health care, mental health, economy and cost of living, gun violence. Which 3 would you pick?
What was the question again? I heard all the answers.
Okay. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today?
The economy and cost of living. Mental health. And the abortion thing you said.
You know what? I hear that you do pay a lot of attention because you mentioned them all exactly how I mentioned them. Okay, now thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Work-life balance, economic security and financial independence, having or caring for children, contributing to positive change in your community, advancing in your career, caring for senior family members, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining mental health, relationships like romantic, partnerships or friendships, your education, or improving or maintaining physical health?
Improving and maintaining mental health.
Okay.
How many you say choose?
3, please.
Caring for, having and caring for kids, and improving physical health.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? Being a woman, being American, your profession, being young, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your sexual orientation, your spiritual religious beliefs, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, your personality, your hobbies or interests?
My ethnic background.
Okay. Okay, now when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to 2 of the following: dread, exhaustion, happiness, pride, disappointment, sadness, anger, frustration, or hope.